grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Chris?
Hey, how you going?
What's up with it? What is going on in the weed town life?
Well, I'm just heading down to Coromandel and on a bit of a miss. I can divulge it. I guess it's not total hush because it's been all over the thing.
Everyone's just going to assume that you're going down to pick up heaps of pounds of weed or something. So you better say what you're doing, mate.
Oh, apparently you can go genetics hunting down there, can't you? Because that's what was on Paddy's documentary, right? There was that guy on the in the mansion, and he just got on a helicopter. He just went on a helicopter and went hunting, and now he's got all the weed he needs. That's apparently what you do. So we've got a helicopter now.
And then you have all the weed. Okay, sweet. I'll get right on.
Apparently so. That's what got him the legendary Coromandel gold.
Sweet.
So that's what you do, right?
Is this in the second part of the documentary? I haven't watched the second part. I only watched the first part, and I'm kind of glad for it, anyway.
Ah, yeah, well, that's what happened, right? So we actually have a permit for VCAN, my medical cannabis company that I rarely talk about on the radio, but we have a permit to grow high THC cannabis. So unlike, hovering around with a helicopter and trying to find some weed growing in the bush, I mean, that could be valid, I don't know, but we're bringing stuff in from Holland. Our partners are old school TH seeds, been around since the 80s, original strains like bubblegum and sage and these ones that have been around forever. So that's all we're bringing over. But what I found interesting was just in the news this week, so speaking of Holland, the Dutch Prime Minister here in New Zealand and speaking with our Prime Minister, Jacinda, about cannabis.
Yeah, lekker, it's mooi.
Good. There's obviously, they have a lot of experience in Holland with the coffee shop model. And so there would have been a few things that they could talk about, I guess, in terms of what could happen here with the referendum. Could we have a free trade agreement, for example? Could we have trade in cannabis going between the two countries? Actually, you can't under the current international laws. Well, you can for medical. You can have medical trade between the two countries, but adult use markets aren't allowed to, cross boundaries or whatever. So we'd have to seek some changes there, and that's a good thing. But these international drug laws are totally antiquated and have forced countries like ours into having really crap drug policies all these years. So they do need to be changed. We can't just kind of try and ignore them and work around them, because then that means we'll end up with a crap form of legalization that doesn't quite work. So that's really interesting, I think, if they have been talking about these sorts of things, because of course Jacinda followed it up with getting on in an interview with our old mate Mike, who shall not be mentioned. I'll pay the fine. I'll Hosking and call them out. Do you know how ridiculous you sound? And of course, it's what most people are thinking the whole time that they're trying not to listen to him or ignoring his rantings.
Well, I think it's kind of like watching a car crash with Mike Hosking. You're just like, okay, let's see where this car crash goes.
It's so painful. and of course, one of the things, she's calling out saying, do you know how ridiculous you are? Because he just repeats the same old crap, the sort of crap that
Tragic
Family
rhetoric.
First put out. And, refuted once again, yet again, by the latest study to come out this week, which examined crime rates in America in states that have legalized. And which there are quite a few of now. I think they're up to 10 or 11 or something now. But this is actually National Institute of Justice. So this is a federal level, top level study, not in some kind of obscure journal or something. That just, this is the real deal. And they examined the crime rates and found no change. And the only change, in fact, was possibly a drop in burglary rates that they found in Washington State for some reason. But overall, like, no change. A little blip that showed up in some Colorado stats shortly after legalization, but they looked at that and said that had nothing to do with it, or certainly wasn't any kind of long-lived term trend. And but that's, in fact, the blip that some people latch onto and go, oh, look, some crime went up, or whatever. But the study has looked at overall trends and looked at it more in context and gone, no, that was just an aberration among, you know, certain categories of crime. So, yeah, that's really interesting. So will it actually make any of the media here? Don't know. You heard it here, though, but you often hear people like Mike Hosking of Family First saying what they're saying, but
what do you think?
There's the actual facts and whether that will get any coverage.
Where do you think they're... Is it emotionally charged where their opinions are so ingrained that they won't even look at like studies that are just showing, like, a million people telling them, like, here's all these facts? Why do you think these people are so blind to wanting to, like, what does he have invested in this? I don't understand why he wouldn't want to learn or, like, kind of expand the brain a little bit on his opinion. Like, what, how do we get people like this to see another way? Like, what? Okay, I don't want to...
Well,
we don't,
you know,
need to be
we've always suspected, I've always found this too, that it's a personal connection. It's something that happens in people's lives, because whenever I've sort of questioned people who you just can't get across to, that it's always something that's happened, like someone they know or that has had a problem with cannabis or something happened. It's very hard to cut across that. And but if it's coming equally from someone that they know rather than a random stranger or me or some pointy-headed expert, but ultimately... The people that we can reach out to, that we can actually persuade, will do that by having the right people persuade them with the right message and at the right time.
But
right?
Then it's a case of compassion, because if these people can't, if it's not something they direct, not someone they directly know, and they're not getting influenced by that, then it's kind of, they're lacking a depth of feel where they can't see that there's a lot of people being hurt by the current situation. You know what I mean? There's like...
I am just shocked that you would say that about Mike Hosking. Absolutely shocked.
Well, I'm just trying to get to the core of why he's such a jerk. I mean, how do... I'm in the cell now. Me and J-Lo are in there, and we're trying to figure out Mike Hosking.
I guess it's just me, and he's appealing to perhaps an old conservative listener
base.
Yeah,
well, he's happy. He's sitting on his pile of money, Scrooge McDuck diving in and out, everything's fine, but that's not helpful for anyone, and I think it's dangerous for people to employ this person.
But speaking of experts and people who actually know stuff and have published things, next week Massey Uni, in conjunction with Auckland Uni, are presenting, they're bringing out a whole bunch of people from all around the world. One guy, Tom DeCorte, who studies cannabis social clubs, which is like your non-profit, socially driven model where clubs are kind of private and off the main street and that. And then you have Benedict Fisher, who's actually here now in Auckland, but he helped write the laws in Canada. You have a lady from Uruguay talking about what's happened there. There's a couple others I can't recall off the top of my head, but anyway, there's people from all around the world that are coming to this thing that are actually going to talk first-hand experience about what's really happening in a whole range of different policies.
Sorry, what's this
thing?
They're
doing Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, but it's next Thursday night at the Large Chemistry Lecture Theatre in the Auckland University on Simon Street.
What's it called?
So it's open to the public, 6 to 8pm next Thursday night. You've got a week's notice. And it's only 2 hours, 6 to 8pm next Thursday night. It'd be really cool to have everyone there, and you can learn more about what's going on.
But just talking about learning what's going on, what are you talking about? What's the name of the event?
It's called Decision 2020.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was the gold nugget that I was waiting for. I was like, what the fuck is this thing called, Chris? It sounds great. What's it called?
I got there eventually. Hashtag it.
Decision 2020 on at Auckland University.
On all the main centres, it sounds like, about. Well, you know, the big ones.
Yeah, Wellington is actually the Tuesday night, and on the Wednesday, there's a bit of a closed-door gathering of a bunch of people. I'm fortunate enough to be one of them. I'm not even sure if I should be saying this, because it all seems a bit hush-hush.
Sounds like a
and these
box,
guys and a bunch of people, and we're going to try and thrash out a policy for New Zealand.
Rad.
And get everyone together in the same room and work it out.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then next Thursday, you know, there you go.
Sort of like the Declaration of Independence, but less old white people, hopefully.
Say it again. I get what you meant. I think I heard you. No, that's right. You're representative, and we've got to have a policy that you know, really benefits New Zealand and puts the needs of Māori and first, but over foreign kind of booze-owned corporates, and has you know, other really good outcomes, like ensuring diversity and ensuring, as I say, like the benefits are here, that the jobs are here, and that it's open for ordinary people to get involved, and for people that have convictions, so those are expunged, so that there aren't any barriers holding them back.
Right on. We're so lucky, because we have sat back and we've watched a lot of countries go through what we're going through, and we have a vantage point. There is a bonus to being so late to the party, where we can see how we can dime it to a really perfect situation, well, as good as it can
that
get, really.
That is exactly right. Mm. Yeah, that is the silver lining to taking so long. But, yeah, and that's what all these people that are coming out next week, you know, they've been through it, and they've got a few years under their belt now of experience where they can really say, hey, we got these bits right, and these bits here we would have done differently, and here in New Zealand you might want to think about these issues. Awesome. And so I think it's really, really cool that they're coming here to, you know, to share their experience and their ideas with us.
Decision 2020, obviously open to everybody. Go have a look if you want to learn a little bit something about something.
Alright, Chris, hey, thank you very much. Have a safe trip down to the Coromandel, and we'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
Yeah, alright. Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
Sweet.
See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.